And this is simply the story of John the Baptist.
所以呢，这个基本上是那个施洗约翰的故事。
We'll read quickly and then make just a few comments because of time.
所以我们要很快地读一遍，然后做一些解释，因为时间不够。
Matthew chapter 3 verse 1 says,
马太福音第三章第一节说,
In those days, John the Baptist came preaching in the wilderness of Judea.
在那些日子，有施洗的约翰出来，在犹大的旷野传道。
And he was saying, Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
他会说，天国近了，你们应当悔改。
For this is he who was spoken by the prophet Isaiah, saying, The voice of one crying in the wilderness, Prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his paths straight.
第三节说，这人就是先知以赛亚所说的。他说，在旷野有人声喊着说，预备主的道，修直他的路。
And John himself was clothed in camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist, and his food was locusts and wild honey.
第四节说，这约翰身穿骆驼毛的衣服，腰束皮带，吃的是蝗虫野蜜。
Then Jerusalem, all Judea, and all the region round about Jordan went out to him.
第五节说，那时耶路撒冷和犹大全地，并约旦河一带地方的人都出去到约翰那里。
And they were baptized by him in the Jordan, confessing their sin.
承认他们的罪，在约旦河里受他的洗。
All right, well, that's as far as we will read right now. This is the story of John the Baptist. He came before the Lord Jesus.
这就是我们目前读到的这样的故事。这个故事是关于那个施洗约翰，他在主耶稣基督之前到来。He
came to introduce the Lord Jesus, if you like.
所以你如果愿意这么去讲，他来了就是介绍主耶稣基督。
He came to prepare the way for the Lord Jesus.
他来呢，就是为了主耶稣基督预备主的道。King
Charles came to Canada a couple of weeks ago, I guess. I can't remember.
所以几个星期之前呢，查尔斯国王来到加拿大，我记不太清楚。But
before he came, some of his staff came to Canada. And they said to the hotel, this is how you're going to have to look after Charles.
所以呢，在他来之前呢，他派一些他的雇员来到那个加拿大，就是在那些他要待的那个酒店里，告诉他们说，这是你们要准备的，怎么接待他的。And
they went to the houses of parliament, and they said, now when Charles comes, this is where you're going to have him stand, sit, be, and you have got to know how to receive him.
所以他们去到那个议会，就是说呢，那个查尔斯国王来的时候呢，你们应该是怎么样去接待他，这是你们应该接待他的方式。So
God sent John the Baptist into the land of Israel before Jesus came to get the people ready for the Lord Jesus, to tell them that he was coming and to make sure they were ready for him.
所以神呢，派约施洗约翰去到以色列，在主耶稣基督来之前呢，告诉他们，就是这是主耶稣为什么要来，他是谁，你们应该怎么样去接待他。
And so when he came, he didn't go to Jerusalem.
当他来的时候呢，他并没有去到耶路撒冷城。
But he went out into the wilderness of Judea.
但是他去了犹大地的那个旷野里。Very
strange place for him to be.
所以呢，非常的就是说一个奇怪地方他去的。But
his message in verse 2 is key. He said, Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
所以呢，他的那个信息是非常的清楚的。他说呢，第二节说，天国近了，你们应当悔改。
What do you have to do to prepare for the kingdom of heaven?
所以你如果要为那个天国去准备这去铺路的话，你应该怎么去做呢？
Jesus came to introduce the kingdom of heaven. He came to establish himself as the king of the kingdom of heaven, if they would have him.
所以主耶稣基督他来呢，是向他们介绍那个天国。天国呢，他介绍他自己作为天国的那个王。如果他们接受他的话
，He is the king. He was the king, and he was coming to his own land.
所以他过去是王，他现在也是王，他来到他自己的土地上。
And if he comes, what comes first?
如果他来的话呢，那么谁先来了
？Repent，
你们先要悔改。
Okay， if the king， if Jesus were to go to your house tomorrow afternoon， what would you do today？
那么如果那个王就是我们的主耶稣基督，明天下午要去到你的家里，那么今天呢，你应该做什么呢
？You clean the house，
你打扫房间。
You'd say, when he comes, he's going to be in the living room and the dining room.
所以你说呢，他来的时候呢，他会在客厅和饭厅里。
So you'd probably take some of the things that are now in the living room and the dining room, and you'd put them in the basement so that he wouldn't see them when he comes.
所以你有可能呢，把你那个饭厅和客厅东西放到地下室去，当他来的时候呢，他看不见你的那些东西。
You would clean the house.
你会清洁你的房子。
Matter of fact, if Jesus were to come, you wouldn't just put the things in the basement. You'd probably put them in the garbage.
所以呢，事实上呢，如果主耶稣基督来你的房间里、房子里面，你有可能不是只是把它放在那个地下室里，你会把它们扔到垃圾桶里去。
You'd say, I don't need this.
你说呢？我不需要这些东西了。
I told you, raising this question with a group like this several years ago, we went around the group. I said, "What would you do? What would you do? What would you do?"
所以那几年前呢，也是这样一群人，就是这样一组人。那么说呢，我就告诉他们同样的故事。我说，那你会做什么？你会怎么？我挨个问。
First lady said, if I knew he were coming, I would clean the house.
所以第一个那个女士说呢，如果他，我知道他会来到我家，我将会清洁我的房子。
Second lady said, if I had enough time, I'd paint the house.
所以呢，第二个呢，就说是啊，如果我有足够的时间呢，我会付那个房子的钱。
Third lady said, if I had enough time, I'd get a new house.
所以呢，第三个那个女士说呢，如果我有足够时间，我买一座新房子。
Okay, it's true. If Jesus were to come, you'd like to have a new house for him, wouldn't you?
所以呢，这个也是个事实。如果主耶稣要来，你想要一个新房子，是不是呢
？John was saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." If the king is going to come, if he's going to establish his great kingdom in your heart.Then you and I need to repent.
所以呢，使徒约翰说天国近了，你们要悔改。悔改的话呢，那么说呢，如果主耶稣基督他要来，他要建立他的王国，在你的内心建立你的王，建立他的王国的话呢，你就应该悔改。
And the things that should not be in the house, but you'd take them out, put them on the chopping block, and then you'd put them in the garden.
所以呢，那些不应该在你房子的那些东西呢，你首先呢要把它剁碎，然后扔到垃圾桶里去。
Now verse 4 says something interesting about John the Baptist.
所以第四节呢，给我们讲了一些呢关于施洗约翰的一些有趣的事情。
It says John himself was clothed in camel's hair, with a leather belt around his waist, and his food was locusts and wild honey.
第四节说，这约翰身穿骆驼毛的衣服，腰束皮带，吃的是蝗虫野蜜。
Why would we be told that about John the Baptist?
为什么他要告诉我们关于施洗约翰的这些东西呢
？Well, John the Baptist obviously wasn't a man given to lots of, what's the word I want, lots of luxury in this life.
所以呢，就是说呢，使徒约翰很明显的是，在我们在今生没有给他很多的那样的一些豪华的东西。
John's life was very, very simple.
所以使徒约翰的人生呢是非常非常简单。He
didn't have a house. He lived in the wilderness.
他没有自己的房子，他住在旷野里。He
probably lived in a cave.
他有可能
in the wilderness.
他有可能住在那旷野的一个洞里。
Some of us have been to the wilderness of Judea where he was, and frankly, I wouldn't want to live there.
所以呢，我们中间有些人呢去过犹太地，就是他在旷野里住的地方。坦率地说，我不想待在那里。He
ate locusts and wild honey.
他吃蝗虫和野蜜。Well,
when I was younger, I used to think I'm all in favor of wild honey.
所以当我比较年轻时候，我总是喜欢吃野蜜的。I
think I'd like to eat a lot of honey.
我认为我想吃大量的蜜。But
I don't think I want to eat locusts.
但我不认为我想吃蝗虫。They're
wiggly.
他们的天看起来挺那个。And
no, I'd rather have a sandwich.
因为我不想吃，我宁愿吃三明治。Okay.
But not only did he eat strange food, I guess, why did he eat that strange food?
所以呢，不仅仅只是说啊，他吃那些奇怪的食物，那么为什么他要吃那些奇怪的食物呢？
Because he said, there's something more important than what you eat.
所以呢，他说呢，也还有比吃东西更重要的事情。
Jesus is coming. He's the king. He's going to bring good food. It's not important for me to eat elaborate diet, a luxurious diet now.
所以呢，就是说是啊，主耶稣基督他要来，他要建立他的王国。那么说呢，他会给我更好的美食。那么对我来说，现在不是说享受这么豪华吃美食的时候。And
then he dressed in camel's hair.
让他穿的骆驼毛的衣服。Is
that good or bad?
这是好的还是坏的？
Some of you may even have a camel's hair jacket or a camel's hair skirt, I don't know.
所以你们有些人呢，可能有那个，就是说是骆驼毛的衣服，或者说骆驼毛的围巾，我不知道。But
if you have nice camel's hair today, it can be very beautiful.
所以如果今天你有很好的骆驼毛呢，看起来非常漂亮。But
if you just went out and killed a camel and took the skin off and put the camel's skin on you, it wouldn't feel very good.
但是呢，如果你只是说去杀死一只骆驼，然后把那个皮剥下来穿在你身上，可能不太舒服。And
it wouldn't look very good.
看起来也不怎么漂亮。I
don't think it would fit very well.
所以呢，我不认为呢感觉很舒服。I
would rather have a tailor-made suit, thank you.
现在我宁愿要让那个裁缝给我做一套衣服，谢谢你。John
the Baptist simply had a camel's hair
coat,
and then he had a belt around that.
然后使徒约翰只是披着一个骆驼皮，然后用个皮带系上。I
think he probably had a leather belt to make sure that the camel's hair coat fitted him.
现在我认为他用那个皮带呢，就是说确保那个骆驼皮能够贴在他身上。He
was saying the kingdom of heaven is at hand. It's far more important than what you eat.
他说呢，天国近了，就是这个远远比你吃的东西要重要。It's
far more important than what you wear.
也比你穿的更重要。The
most important thing in life is.
在人生里最重要的事情是
to receive the king when he comes. The king is coming.
当王来的时候，你要接待他，王要来了。And
you would have to repent in order to receive him.
你必须悔改才能够接受他。What
was John the Baptist's job?
那么，施洗约翰的工作是什么呢？Well,
he was born into the priestly family.
他是在一个祭司家里出生的。
He was probably trained to be one of the high priests in the nation of Israel.
他有可能受训练，将来要成为就是以色列的最高祭司。
But the priest didn't follow the Lord.
但是那祭司们，他们不跟从着主。
They were the ones who put Jesus to death.
他们是那一群人把主耶稣基督治死的。
And so he turned away from that false priesthood long before Jesus died.
所以呢，他在主耶稣基督死之前，很久之前，他就转离了那个伪的那个就是祭司。
And the people came to him from all around, and his message was, repent, 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 because the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
因为人们呢从四面八方都来到他这里，所以他传递的信息呢就是说是悔改，悔改，因为天国近了。
So that's the message for us today. What are we going to do?
所以这就是对我们今天所传递的信息，我们应该怎么做呢？
Well, we're going to say, Lord Jesus, my life, I've got things in my life that shouldn't be there. I want to put them on the chopping block. I want that gone. I want to be ready so that when you come, you can come into my heart and it's going to be ready for you.
所以呢，我们要说呢，主耶稣基督啊，在我的人生中呢，有些什么不对的事情，那么说呢，我应该把它呢，就是说放在那个凳子上，给它剁碎，让它那个去掉，然后呢，这样呢，当您来的时候呢，我可以准备好来接纳您。
The wonderful thing is, many people came to John the Baptist to repent of their sins, to confess their sins, so that when Jesus came later, they could receive him.
因为这个奇妙的事情呢，就是很多人呢从四面八方来到那个，就是说施洗约翰这里，他们悔改了，所以这样当主耶稣基督来的时候呢，他们可以接受他。
And so we say, Lord Jesus, if you want to come to my heart, would you please come to my heart? I want that sin gone. I want this gone. I want that gone. I want Jesus in my heart.
所以我们说主耶稣基督啊，求您呢来到我内心，我想要您来到我的内心。那么如果你要来到我的内心呢，我要把这个罪去掉，我要把那个东西去掉，我要把那些东西都去掉，我要您呢住在我的内心里。
All right, our time is more than gone. Let's ask the Lord to bless us, and then we can have our lunch break.
因为我们时间远远超了，我们祈求神呢来赐福我们，然后我们可以吃午餐了。
Lord, we thank you for this man, John. He had a simple message. It was to repent, and he lived that message. He wasn't carried away with all kinds of things that aren't important.
所以主啊，我们感谢这样的一个施洗约翰这样的一个人呢，他呢传递的非常简单的信息，那么说呢就是说是要悔改天国近了，那么说呢他把那些所有的不重要的事情呢，就是说是放在一边，以便来接纳王。
Lord, we thank you for the wonderful message that he proclaimed.
所以主啊，我们感谢他宣传的那样的奇妙的信息。
He said, "Repent, the kingdom of heaven is at hand."
他说呢，要悔改，天国近了。
And then when the Lord Jesus Christ came, he pointed the people to Jesus.
当主耶稣基督来的时候呢，他把人们呢都引向主耶稣。
Lord, we want to do the same.
所以主啊，我们要做同样的事情。
So we give thanks now for all your wonderful truth. Thank you for the Bible.
所以主啊，我们现在为您所有这些奇妙真理献上感恩，感谢圣经。
Help each of us to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ that we could be saved.
所以帮助我们每个人都相信主耶稣基督，这样呢，我们可以得救。
And we ask this now in Jesus' name.
我们祈求这些是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen. Amen.